Ah, guten Morgen from the Music Pathology Conservatory in North Fargo. This is Frau Professor Marti speaking. You are music pathologist for the day. Today we are going to be studying some more music of dead composers. This music happens to be the live music of dead composers. Sometimes we study dead music of live composers. But anyway, and I must point out and say by way of introduction that you might have noticed that music pathologists all sort of look the same, so you can get an idea of what I look like. It helps to understand and to listen. I'm bald, going bald, you know, and I have a big beard, and we all, of course, wear tweed jackets. So if you can just keep that image in your mind while we are working. The first thing we're going to do is talk about the origination of the folk tune Jingle Bells. It actually originated in Germany with the Bach Familie. The children used to sit every morning and get their hair curled. And while they were waiting, they wrote music. And of course, at that time, 17th century, there was no electricity. So they had to wait quite a long time for this development. And this is the way the first rendition of Jingle Bells was heard. Ja, und from there it moved east to Salzburg, Austria. Moment, east, it was probably a little bit more like southeast or south, perhaps. Now, Hamburg, London, Berlin. Yes, we're just south. Okay, it moved south to Salzburg and was taken up by a famous composer. He used it as a theme for a lot of music. We study one of his pieces exclusively at the conservatory. We don't study too much music, but this is one that we really study. And if you think of it, think of Salzburg, think of this famous composer. And can you tell me what piece this would have been? Think Julie Andrews. Come, you know what it is. Yeah, Sound of Music. The Sound of Music was actually the sound of Jingle Bells. And the composer was Wolfgang Amadeus. Yeah, Hammerstein. Yeah, richtig. And the way that he treated Jingle Bells was the following way. After this chord, this particular treatment of Jingle Bells was never heard again, although it made quite a statement at that time. No Kerschel number, nothing for it. So we must assume that it was not taken up in the Austrian culture. It did, however, land on Russian ears and the Russian front, and was developed there until it permeated the whole entire culture of Russia. The dance, the writing, the, you know, the painting, the songs, everything. People were drawing pictures of Jingle Bells. People were even writing songs about the pictures that people were drawing of Jingle Bells. And the following piece was entitled Pictures of Jingle Bells at an Exhibition.
Thank you.
Vrindavani. And then at the same time, it was moving westward in the upper atmosphere and landed in a certain French country where it made quite an impression upon this composer, the next composer. And the title of the next piece is Jingle Bells in the Rain or Rusty Bells. Forgotten one of the most important developments in this song. In between there, this piece did land upon the ears of the son of a pig farmer in Warsaw. And he was quite taken with this little tune, this little folk tune, Jingle Bells. At Christmas time, his mother used to make Christmas pierogies in Poland. This is a typical Polish dish. With the schmaltz, you know, lots of schmaltz. They used to render the fat, you know, and have schmaltz all over everything. And it made quite an impression upon little Frederick Schmalzhofer. And he decided that if his mother could render schmaltz like that, then he could render this little folk tune just like his mother could render fat. And this is what came of that. Pathologists when there are any technical difficulties, because we never play music, we don't perform it. This is a very, very big privilege for you to listen to this, because we talk about it. We talk about it, we discuss it, we decide things about it, but we don't perform it. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I hope you realize this. Then, the most important development then came after the Jingle Bells in the Rain. This happened to be then with the coming, the discovery of the New World and the development of Santa Claus in the New World, because what you probably don't realize, and you will know if you think about it, is that when you've seen Santa Claus without his hat, he is going bald, is he not? And he has this wonderful white beard. And he has taken it upon himself then to bring Jingle Bells to the New World, because, as you know, he wears the red tweed. He is a music pathologist. And this is what happened when he brought Jingle Bells with him for Christmas time in New York. This is called Jingle Bells in Blue. Thank you. that brings us up to today. And now I hope you will be able to discuss some more dead music on your own. And I hope you've been filling out your workbooks. Until next time, goodbye from the Music Conservatory of Pathology in North Fargo. Thank you.